Hello, and welcome to LaPiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at LaPiana Consulting, and today with me is Bob Harrington, a partner at the firm whose area of expertise is strategic restructuring, or mergers and other forms of partnership between and among nonprofits. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Today you're going to take us through the partnership matrix. So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is the partnership matrix?
The partnership matrix is a visual representation of the different types of partnerships nonprofit organizations can form with other nonprofits. As you can see here, it is divided into three sections. To the far left are less formal, often shorter collaborative options. Most, if not all, nonprofits are engaged in collaboration at this level, usually with various partners. We do not consider this to be strategic restructuring. Strategic restructuring comprises two types of partnerships: strategic alliances in the center of the matrix, and corporate integrations to the far right. As a refresher, strategic restructuring occurs when two or more independent organizations establish an ongoing relationship to increase the administrative efficiency or further the programmatic mission of one or more of the participating organizations through shared, transferred, or combined services, resources, or programs. As you can see here, strategic restructuring ranges from jointly managed programs and consolidated administrative functions to full-scale merger.
Can you talk a little bit more about the difference between strategic alliances and corporate integrations?
An alliance is a strategic restructuring that includes a commitment to continue for the foreseeable future and shared or transferred decision-making power. It's governed by some type of formal agreement, such as an MOU or Memorandum of Understanding. However, it does not involve any change to the corporate structure of the participating organizations. The focus of an alliance could be administrative, shown here as administrative consolidation, or programmatic, joint programming, here on the matrix. An administrative consolidation is a restructuring that includes the sharing, exchanging, or contracting of administrative functions to increase the administrative efficiency of one or more of the partnering organizations. This may include consolidated or shared financial management services, IT, or human resources, as an example. This type of partnership is becoming increasingly common as nonprofits of all types look for ways to strengthen their administrative infrastructure without substantially increasing costs. The Chattanooga Museum's case study on our website is a great example of this. Joint programming, the other type of strategic alliance shown here, includes the joint launching and managing of one or more programs to further the programmatic mission of the participating organizations. A joint programming effort can build on work each partner is already doing, or it can be a way for partnering organizations to launch something new together. The Ready, Set, Parent case study on our website showcases an example of a little bit of both of this type of collaboration, as well as including some administrative consolidation. Sometimes nonprofits come together to jointly launch some sort of earned income activity, some sort of social entrepreneurial venture, for example, or a combined capital campaign. Other partnerships are focused on joint advocacy. Organizations might combine their advocacy efforts either on a single issue or for a limited time, or they might establish a longer-term partnership to focus on the ongoing advocacy needs of both or all of the organizations involved. Now let's move to the right, to corporate integrations. A corporate integration is a form of strategic restructuring that includes changes to corporate control and or structure, including the creation or dissolution of one or more of the organizations involved. At the top of the matrix, you have management service organizations. These are organizations created specifically to integrate some portion of the participating organization's administrative functions and thus increase their administrative efficiency. Typically, a management service organization, or MSO, is jointly owned or governed by the organizational partners that benefit from its services. Jumping down a bit, a joint venture corporation is an integration that includes the creation of a new organization to further a specific advocacy or programmatic end of two or more organizations. As with an MSO, these organizations are typically owned by either the founding partners or nonprofits benefiting from the partnership if that group has changed. A parent subsidiary structure is an integration of some or all administrative functions and programs or services with the goal of increasing administrative or programmatic efficiency or effectiveness. Although the public identity of the pre-integration organization often remains intact in a parent-subsidiary relationship, there are cases where organizations consolidate to the point where they look and function much like a merged organization.
So why not merge if that level of consolidation is what you're after?
A parent-subsidiary structure is sometimes chosen when there are restrictions on the transferability of contracts, licenses, or certification. In these cases, the parent-subsidiary structure is meant to be temporary, lasting until the transferability issues are resolved on those contracts, licenses, or certifications. At that point, the participating organizations might proceed to a merger or acquisition, which is the last form of partnership shown on the matrix. A merger or acquisition involves the integration of all programmatic and administrative functions, again to increase the administrative efficiency or programmatic impact of one or more of the organizations involved. A merger occurs when two or more organizations are dissolved into a newly created corporation that includes some or all of the resources, administrative infrastructure, and programs of the merging organizations. An acquisition occurs when one corporation is dissolved, the acquired corporation, and all of its activities and resources are transferred to the surviving or acquirer corporation. It's important to note that the form of integration, merger versus acquisition, does not have to limit or dictate anything about the identity, the branding, the governance, or leadership options available to the participating organizations. For example, one organization could acquire a second, but then take the name of the acquired organization for the combined entity. However, the form selected does have accounting implications related to the booking of assets. This is outlined in the Financial Accounting Standards Board Statement number 164.
Quite a lot of information. Thank you, Bob, and thanks to our listeners. For more on strategic restructuring or to download any of the case studies that Bob mentioned, please visit www.lapiana.org. Hello, and welcome to Lapiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at Lapiana Consulting, and today with me is Bob Harrington, a partner at the firm whose area of expertise is strategic restructuring, or mergers and other forms of partnership between and among nonprofits. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Today you're going to take us through the partnership matrix. So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is the partnership matrix?
The partnership matrix is a visual representation of the different types of partnerships nonprofit organizations can form with other nonprofits. As you can see here, it is divided into three sections. To the far left are less formal, often shorter, collaborative options. Most, if not all, nonprofits are engaged in collaboration at this level, usually with various partners. We do not consider this to be strategic restructuring. Strategic restructuring comprises two types of partnerships: strategic alliances in the center of the matrix and corporate integrations to the far right. As a refresher, strategic restructuring occurs when two or more independent organizations establish an ongoing relationship to increase the administrative efficiency or further the programmatic mission of one or more of the participating organizations.
Hello, and welcome to Lapiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at Lapiana Consulting, and today with me is Bob Harrington, a partner at the firm whose area of expertise is strategic restructuring, or mergers and other forms of partnership between and among nonprofits. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Today you're going to take us through the partnership matrix. So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is the partnership matrix?
The partnership matrix is a visual representation of the different types of partnerships nonprofit organizations can form with other nonprofits. As you can see here, it is divided into three sections. To the far left are less formal, often shorter, collaborative options. Most, if not all, nonprofits are engaged in collaboration at this level, usually with various partners. We do not consider this to be strategic restructuring. Strategic restructuring comprises two types of partnerships: strategic alliances, in the center of the matrix, and corporate integrations, to the far right. As a refresher, strategic restructuring occurs when two or more independent organizations establish an ongoing relationship to increase the administrative efficiency or further the programmatic mission of one or more of the participating organizations.
Hello, and welcome to Lapiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at Lapiana Consulting, and today with me is Bob Harrington, a partner at the firm whose area of expertise is strategic restructuring, or mergers and other forms of partnership between and among nonprofits. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Today you're going to take us through the partnership matrix. So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is the partnership matrix?
The partnership matrix is a visual representation of the different types of partnerships nonprofit organizations can form with other nonprofits. As you can see here, it is divided into three sections. To the far left are less formal, often shorter, collaborative options. Most, if not all, nonprofits are engaged in collaboration at this level, usually with various partners. We do not consider this to be strategic restructuring. Strategic restructuring comprises two types of partnerships: strategic alliances, in the center of the matrix, and corporate integrations, to the far right. As a refresher, strategic restructuring occurs when two or more independent organizations establish an ongoing relationship to increase the administrative efficiency or further the programmatic mission of one or more of the participating organizations.
Hello, and welcome to Lapiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at Lapiana Consulting, and today with me is Bob Harrington, a partner at the firm whose area of expertise is strategic restructuring, or mergers and other forms of partnership between and among nonprofits. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Today you're going to take us through the partnership matrix. So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is the partnership matrix?
The partnership matrix is a visual representation of the different types of partnerships nonprofit organizations can form with other nonprofits. As you can see here, it is divided into three sections. To the far left are less formal, often shorter, collaborative options. Most, if not all, nonprofits are engaged in collaboration at this level, usually with various partners. We do not consider this to be strategic restructuring. Strategic restructuring comprises two types of partnerships: strategic alliances, in the center of the matrix, and corporate integrations, to the far right. As a refresher, strategic restructuring occurs when two or more independent organizations establish an ongoing relationship to increase the administrative efficiency or further the programmatic mission of one or more of the participating organizations.
Hello, and welcome to LaPiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at LaPiana Consulting, and today with me is Bob Harrington, a partner at the firm whose area of expertise is strategic restructuring, or mergers and other forms of partnership between and among nonprofits. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Today you're going to take us through the partnership matrix. So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is the partnership matrix?
The partnership matrix is a visual representation of the different types of partnerships nonprofit organizations can form with other nonprofits. As you can see here, it is divided into three sections. To the far left are less formal, often shorter collaborative options. Most, if not all, nonprofits are engaged in collaboration at this level, usually with various partners. We do not consider this to be strategic restructuring. Strategic restructuring comprises two types of partnerships: strategic alliances in the center of the matrix, and corporate integrations to the far right. As a refresher, strategic restructuring occurs when two or more independent organizations establish an ongoing relationship to increase the administrative efficiency or further the programmatic mission of one or more of the participating organizations.
Hello, and welcome to LaPiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at LaPiana Consulting, and today with me is Bob Harrington, a partner at the firm whose area of expertise is strategic restructuring, or mergers and other forms of partnership between and among nonprofits. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Today you're going to take us through the partnership matrix. So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is the partnership matrix?
The partnership matrix is a visual representation of the different types of partnerships nonprofit organizations can form with other nonprofits. As you can see here, it is divided into three sections. To the far left are less formal, often shorter collaborative options. Most, if not all, nonprofits are engaged in collaboration at this level, usually with various partners. We do not consider this to be strategic restructuring. Strategic restructuring comprises two types of partnerships: strategic alliances in the center of the matrix and corporate integrations to the far right. As a refresher, strategic restructuring occurs when two or more independent organizations establish an ongoing relationship to increase the administrative efficiency or further the programmatic mission of one or more of the participating organizations.
Hello, and welcome to LaPiana Consulting Strategic Restructuring Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at LaPiana Consulting, and today with me is Bob Harrington, a partner at the firm whose area of expertise is strategic restructuring, or mergers and other forms of partnership between and among nonprofits. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Today you're going to take us through the partnership matrix. So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is the partnership matrix?
The partnership matrix is a visual representation of the different types of partnerships nonprofit organizations can form with other nonprofits. As you can see here, it is divided into three sections. To the far left are less formal, often shorter collaborative options. Most, if not all, nonprofits are engaged in collaboration at this level, usually with various partners. We do not consider this to be strategic restructuring. Strategic restructuring comprises two types of partnerships: strategic alliances in the center of the matrix and corporate integrations to the far right. As a refresher, strategic restructuring occurs when two or more independent organizations establish an ongoing relationship to increase the administrative efficiency or further the programmatic mission of one or more of the participants.